Westside Gadget Guy checking in. Okay, this is with another 4 or so hours left in the Vegas 30. We have gone through the process of hitting about 9, but I'm not talking about 11 different casinos, and it appears that there is a great discrepancy in the rules that you can play at different tables, as well as the different machines that you're playing. Now, I'll give you an example. There are certain machines that will let you play blackjack with rules such as you can't double down ever, you can't split ever, which again takes the odds of the part that you actually have an advantage of in that game is the fact that you can make decisions after the cards are dealt, like splitting and double down. So when you're playing on a machine such as one of those that does not give you those two advantages, the odds of you being able to come out ahead, which are already very bad, go down even more. The exception that we seem to find is that one of the hotels that have these three-dimensional machines with projection of a person, it's kind of creepy. I'll post a short video clip at westsidegadgetguy.com for you to look at. And they actually give you standard play rules. You can split, you can double down, all that other good stuff. So with a few hours to go, in summary, we look to be about even. One of us is up a couple of bucks, one is down a couple of bucks. It appears that you do need to stick to the rules and stick to the plan. And like the old song says, you need to know when to hold up and when to put up and when to walk away. It's a big one. Walking away is the hardest part because you keep waiting for that next card to come. And let's face it, it's not going to come. Carl here, Westside Gadget Guy. Thanks for listening. We'll have a few more entries of the Vegas 30 show, and then we'll be back to our scheduled programming. Thanks for listening.